Good evening to all the sippers and the stoners. This is Cool Like the Head. I'm Bobby Familiar. We're talking to you from 91.5 WMFO Medford.
This is our new slot. We're moving fast.
Yeah, quick. We only got an hour. We got a lot of intelligence to inseminate into your eardrums.
Coming up, your precious love.
Ha!
Something new.
Oh, baby.
Honey, to keep me loving you.
Oh, honey.
And with every passing minute,
oh,
baby, so much joy wrapped up in it.
To
Alright, you're still listening to Cool Like the Head. What's going on?
Nothing, man. We chilling.
Yeah, you've been cruising and bruising?
We cooling. Yeah. We cooling. The head, man. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, so this coming Wednesday in Somerville, GZA of the Wu-Tang
Clan. Of the Wu.
He's coming to Somerville, so you... You can catch me there. I'll be at the concert probably, I think.
Yeah, Cool Like the Head might make an appearance.
Yeah, you'll catch me. I'll be the fair skin pollo slam dancing A little too hard at the show.
Slam dancing too hard.
Yeah, you can come at me. I welcome it.
Yeah. Also, there's a Thundercat concert March 2nd, Paradise Rock Club. Again, Cool Like the Head might be making an appearance, so it's going to be the place to be.
WMFO's been, they've been on the come on. They've been giving out tickets, but they're all the real shit events, so we don't have any to give out because they're all booty.
Yeah, they're booty tickets. You don't want that shit.
You don't want them booty cheeks tickets.
Slam dancing. All right, you can call us if you want. 855-915-9636. You can remember that as 855-915-WMFO.
Yeah.
You still call use, in. Yeah, still use a little 9 keypad to text.
It says the letters on there still. I like it. Yeah call in. We haven't had a caller in a while.
Yeah, we
it's
might have
a little lonely. I don't know. It's nice when people call in.
Yeah, this new time slot, it's difficult for us to even find.
It's hard to get a read on what exactly. The other night we had a moment where we had a record 50 listeners. I feel like I've said that at every show since then.
Yeah, we've been celebrating this for weeks already. It was a flashbulb experience.
Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
We got 50 listeners right
we
now.
We went viral. Absolutely viral.
It was literally probably... Oh,
and we do have a caller. There we go.
You're going on the air.
Hey, baby.
Whoever's calling in right now. Thank you for calling in.
Hello, thank you for calling Cool Like the Head. Who are we talking to?
This is Dylan Wallison calling in live from 377 Boston Ave.
Dylan Wallison?
KF Freedales. Willen Rawlson. I don't know who the fuck you're talking about. This is Willen Rawlson.
Rawlson? It's fucking Rawlson, man.
Rawlson. Got it. Hey, Dylan, is there anything you want to titillate your ears while we speak?
Dude, I don't have the show playing right now. I just wanted to hear your sweet voice so I can masturbate before I go to bed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, make sure to check under your pillow for the tooth fairy, buddy.
Yeah, try going opposite handed, man. It feels like someone else is doing it.
Oh, you know me. Stranger in the tub, man. You stranger in the tub.
You sit on your hand for a little bit. Get some pins and needles in there.
Yeah, it's her PSA.
Oh, wow. We got another
caller.
You're getting on the two lines right now. We're bringing two. I think this is the first time we've had two callers on the air.
Yeah, this is a conference call now. Hello, second caller. Hello. Address yourself.
Hello. This is Sam, and I'm actually with Aiden, and we're coming at you from the Tish roof.
Whoa, from the roof. That is a sight I have
throwback.
Not. That is a throwback and a half.
I'm on speakerphone right now.
How you doing, Sam?
Hey, Aiden in the house. What's up, guys?
How you doing, Aiden? We got a lot of people. We got three people calling in right now. This is solid.
Who am I speaking with? Oh, this is Jonathan.
You're talking to both of us.
All right. Now, gentlemen, you're on live radio. Did you come prepared with something?
What's going on?
What's going on?
We've just been sweating at the Prez lawn. It's icy, but fast. But it does hurt if you fall.
The weather update from Sam. Thank you very much, Aiden. What have you prepared?
So we've been working on this 55-gallon tank in our living room for a really long time. It's just
is that a military tank?
55-gallon? Yeah, you fit a person in there.
It's a 55-gallon fish tank, dude. It's been sitting neglected in our living room for like 2 months, and we finally gotten the cinder blocks for a table together. So we're ordering the plants, and it's coming too. Stay tuned.
Are you're using live plants?
We're using, no fake plants in any of the tanks in our house. 100% cultivating a biome.
Okay, that was my next question. You cultivate a biome. Do the fish fertilize the plants?
Absolutely, dude. It's an ecosystem, right? Like, the plants require nitrogen, you know, and other things that the fish produce in you know, their feces, dude. Like, to be perfectly scientific, you know?
Right.
Hey, can I like come over and swim sometime? Who is this another caller?
Yeah, we had another caller jump on. Who is in here?
This is Benjamin English calling from Mexico City.
Oh, an international
caller right now.
Where are you calling from, Ben English?
I'm calling from Mexico City, man.
Mexico City, Mexico. How is it down there?
It's warm. It's quite nice.
Wait, Ben, there's no snow in Mexico City, dude? Like, what's going on?
Shocking, I know. Climate change is a myth, man.
Hey, Ben, what's the most interesting thing?
You guys ever think about the crazy digital age we're living in, dude? We're all communicating from, like, different points at the same time.
Are we
going to
shut some of these callers down? I feel excluded from this conversation, right. So goodbye.
Hey, Aiden, it's been great talking to you.
Yeah, you're
Ben,
you're
still on the air?
Yes, I'm still right.
Oh, beautiful,
Aiden's
beautiful.
Dead.
Working
Aiden's
the switchboard. Here we go. All right, Ben, now what's the most interesting...
You're changing the spotlight right now. Yeah, fucking blow it.
Don't blow it, man. Come on.
This is crucial.
What do you want
I
want
to talk to you about the lifestyle of an international man of mystery like yourself.
A man of the world.
A man of the world, a renaissance man. What can you do down there in Mexico City that you can't do in the United States? What can you get away with that you're taking? That's kind of like... I don't want to essentialize and say that it's like the Wild West down there, but it's definitely a little bit more,
loose.
You know, laissez-faire. You can let slip a couple pesos and get away with a couple things. Ben,
well,
do you have any comment?
Say, everything is much, much cheaper down here. And I can drink legally down here as well, which is a big plus in my book.
What is the youngest person you've seen walk in and just buy alcohol at a store in Mexico?
Well, I haven't purchased alcohol from a store, but walking around bars, I've seen people who look like they're probably 14 or 15. Just chilling out in bars, drinking. It's pretty absurd, to be perfectly honest, but it's nice.
I feel like people maybe like grow up a little faster, you know. If you're 14 and 15, hanging out in a bar, you see some shit.
Yeah. Hey, if you can see over the counter, you should be able to buy whatever is behind that counter.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's just your opinion, man.
Hey, man, that's like your opinion, man. I didn't know I was talking to the dude.
Fantastic film.
How's the food down there, Ben? Describe the food.
Describe
the food. Yeah.
What does it do to your bowels, man?
Food is the great equalizer.
the first week I was here, it was questionable. My bowel movements, let's call it.
Bowel moved a lot.
But
we haven't talked about poop on this show in a while.
It's been a while, man. We're
getting back to our roots.
Whenever Ben's here, we end up getting to poop.
Yeah,
I like it.
No, what are the flavors like? Describe to me the flavors. Yeah, the spiciness, but you know, give me a little bit more than that. We got spicy up here. Is it different? Does the climate affect how the chemical reactions or anything?
I think somewhat, you know, like the jalapenos feel spicier here than they do in the U.S., which is surprising. You know, I would have thought that, I'm no biologist, but I would have thought jalapenos would taste pretty similar wherever you are. But no, jalapenos here are much, much better.
Well, yeah, they have to be transported first off, right? At least to
That's
Massachusetts.
True.
I don't know. Where in the U.S. they grow jalapenos? If
dude, I took
anywhere.
A bite out of a jalapeno the other day, and it wasn't spicy at all. I was worried. I was like, "Oh, damn it!" Like,
well, it depends on the. I feel like jalapeno is kind of a category of pepper, and there's a lot of variation within.
Is there like a peaks? Does a jalapeno vary in spiciness? Like a fruit ripens, you know? Like, is that impacted by, you know, how ripe it is? Or
I think the more any type of produce is let sit, it reaches a peak point in it, how much sugar it's metabolized and then it begins to spoil. Okay. That, as far as I understand it, so.
But I feel like the most spiciness comes from the oil of the jalapeno.
Yeah, it's the capsaicin.
No, it comes from the seeds, man. It comes from the seeds. The seeds are what are spicy.
Well, the seeds are oily. No? I feel like it's an oil, too. It seeps in.
I don't know. I think I know the seeds are also spicy.
Like seed oil.
I don't know.
Like peanut oil. That's a legume, but same family.
Peanut oil?
Yeah.
What's the deal there? Why? What? It's just peanuts, but it's like the oil from peanuts, or is it like not?
Yeah, like, you know, if you get natural peanut butter,
it's
like if you just poured this stuff out, and I wonder what they do with the leftover peanut paste. Maybe it has
purposes in architecture. A dry peanut butter, you know? Like oh my god, dude, I had the best peanut butter I've ever had in my damn life the other day.
Where? Because, to be honest, nothing beats Skippy's.
No, Skippy's, no.
Skippy's is the guilty pleasure. It's the sinful peanut butter.
I crushed it up myself. I put it in one of the machines. I put some honey roasted peanuts into one of the peanut crushers.
Honey roasted peanut butter, that's an idea.
It was
damn good. Why is that not
on
shelves?
I was like,
A crunchy tuna sushi roll tonight with peanut sauce and crushed peanuts across the top, which reaffirms, and it was delicious, and it reaffirms my belief that no food or any food that is good on its own can be improved upon by peanut butters or some form of peanut material.
Yeah. You can throw peanut butter on, like, anything. Man.
I'd rub peanut butter right across a steak. That'd be delicious.
Yeah, put it in a marinade. Dude, I feel like I'm, like, Anthony Bourdain, you know?
Yeah. Yo, speaking of food...
Don't worry, guys. I'm still on the line.
Oh, no, Ben. We understand.
Yeah,
we understand that. We didn't forget about you. Do they have peanut butter down in Mexico?
Guys.
They got peanut butter in Mexico?
It's very expensive.
What?
It's all imported from the U.S.
Really? I thought that was something that would...
Yeah.
Peanut bush would grow.
The peanut grows on a vine, I think. Oh. That's what makes it a legume.
Okay.
Possibly. imagination of where they grow...
Bush.
I have no real idea...
You're just talking out of your ass.
I'm talking out of my ass. I'm not a botanist by any means, but the way I imagine... peanuts growing is in a swampy kind of area. I've pictured George Washington Carver as having lived in a wooden cabin in the woods near a swamp,
you know,
with a lot
funny,
of peanuts.
It's funny that you mentioned George Washington Carver.
He's my one of my idols.
Associated with peanuts.
Hey,
he invented peanut butter, and not to mention about 90 other different uses for peanuts. Some are not even food related.
I have a piece of information I think is important.
Okay.
So peanuts.
Cool like the head alternative fact coming at you.
This is a little learn something and I teach yourself something good, because this is what you were right about peanuts being legumes. However, they grow under the ground and they sprout.
What?
They sprout out.
Yeah. They.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta
I've
dig peanuts out of the ground in their little shell thing, but they
one
sprout
by one.
Up. They sprout out these little vines onto this bush. Yeah, one by one like that. How is peanut butter so cheap then? I feel like peanuts are little...
Because we've industrialized it.
Yeah, you know, you got people... Machines now.
Machines that just turn up the ground and harvest the peanuts.
I want peanut butter, you know, maybe some dude's picking up a couple off the ground and he's cracking them and eating them too, you know, spit it back into the pile.
Forget that.
Authentic.
First, you have to cook them first. You gotta roast.
Yeah, roasted. Yeah.
Raw peanuts, man. Yeah, you know, there's something. Have you ever had a piece of corn off the cob, straight off the, you know, like not even cooked? That's what I like. You know.
No, that's
it's
Ryan,
good.
Man.
Raw corn. Try it. It's really good. It feels like you're like, I don't even, it's sweeter.
Hunter-gatherer.
It's sweeter.
It's sweeter, yeah, right.
It's good.
You know what makes it sweet?
Did you know?
spreading butter on it after you roast it on the grill.
Dip it in some liquid butter.
Ben, what were you about to say?
Mexico imports corn from the U.S., even though Mexico is famous for its corn.
Damn.
Well, Mexico is a very... Yeah, I mean, the indigenous populations cultivated maize, but it's a very mountainous land, whereas, you know, we have these vast plains for growing corn, so that kind of makes sense.
Well, only the southern part of Mexico is mountainous.
The Oaxaca region?
Exactly, Oaxaca, Chiapas. Mm. And then Guatemala is very, very hilly, but has tropical forest as well.
You were in Guatemala, that's correct, right?
I was in Guatemala, that is true.
Which do you like better so far?
I gotta say, edge to Mexico, because the food is delicious.
Mm.
However, I had a lot more fun in Guatemala so far because I wasn't, you know, bogged down with homework and my studies and that sort of thing.
Studies are very restricting, I find. I find that to be very true. All right, Ben, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
It's been an absolute delight. Yes, I was just about to say.
We hope
I'm
you
hop off.
Yeah, do you have a request, a song that you'd like to sign off with?
Ooh, let me think real quick. What kind of mood are you guys trying
to get on?
I'm
thinking Spanish.
Like,
yeah, any good Spanish music, Spanish? Some Mexican bands?
Ooh, well, not really cool like the head, like this the reggaeton that they play all the time. And not really the mood I mean. How about Life on Mars? My man David Bowie, who is no longer with us.
That sounds Respects. Good. Yeah. All right. Thanks for talking to us, Ben.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you for having me on. Enjoy yourself.
All right. Get off the line. Come on.
Goodbye.
Overstays is welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typical.
Goodbye a little. I hate that.
Yeah. You know? People say goodbye like 3 times. Yeah, just like fucking hang
goodbye. Up. I'm usually the first one to hang up. You know, like, all right, goodbye. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, you both know what's about to happen, so. Alright, let's let his song play.
Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the is their life on Mars. It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But
but the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best.
Así entendemos los revolucionarios cubanos nuestro deber internacionalista. Así entiende nuestro pueblo sus deberes, porque entiende que el enemigo es uno, el mismo que nos ataca a nosotros en nuestras costas y en nuestras tierras, el mismo que ataca a los demás. Y por eso decimos y proclamamos que con combatientes cubanos podrá contar el movimiento revolucionario en cualquier rincón de la tierra.
But I was engaged in this worldwide movement to really overthrow governments from Zanzibar to Salvador to Nicaragua, all over Central America.
Thank you.
sabor. Sí, para los hablantes españoles. Necesitas matar tus padres. Mátalos como un acto de venganza por tu nacimiento. Esta vida es como una frase incompleta. Mátalos con violencia extrema. Cuando la policía te pida por qué...
La policía.
Diles por qué, cool like the head. ¿Comprendes, Méndez? ¿Comprendes, Bobito? Sí.
¿Comprendes, Méndez?
Mírame.
Alright, this is how I fucking feel when I'm on the subway and everyone is wearing the motherfucking headphones. I just want to take, go out by every single person and rip them out of their fucking ears, okay? Take out, you're gonna take off your headphones. Take them off.
What's your stance on books?
Take them off. Yeah, when you're reading a book on the train, that's okay. If you're wearing your goddamn headphones, take them out. You just need to hear the world around you, goddammit.
I like wearing my headphones and standing right in front of the street, the subway performers, and just looking over their heads.
Staring right in the eyes. Yeah. Like, I don't
know. No, I mean, I did busking over the summer in the New York City subways, man. That's a helpless and unforgivable profession. You know, you gotta deal with a lot of...
You gotta hear that, though,
not
man.
A lot of rejection, just a lot of, like, nobody even apathy. Acknowledges your presence. Rejection implies that, you know, they had to experience you at some level in order to reject you. These people, they just neglect your experience
if there was a murder
entirely.
And someone had to recall details of a crime scene, they probably wouldn't even remember that you were there.
Yeah,
that guy.
Yeah. Like, oh, other witnesses have described there might have been a subway performer. They'd be like, yeah, there might have been, there might have not been. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, well, he's dead now, so...
He was murdered.
someone off from her record deal and slayed him in their one-bedroom apartment.
While listening to Hip to Be Square.
Yeah, dang. Thought he was going somewhere, and he was.
I do.
A shallow grave.
I do murders and acquisitions. No, murders and executions.
I don't know. Anyway, god damn it. Take out your headphones. Take them out.
Yeah, rip them out.
I see you on the damn street. I'm taking them out. I'm gonna
strong
talk
words. Strong.
I need to talk to someone. I'm lonely. Yeah. I'm lost in a crowd. I'm a lonely man. God damn it.
Yeah, all these monkey suits walking past you, hoity-toity with their cut chins pointed in the air.
And their goddamn beats. Headphones.
Fucking big fists of the man crushing the little stick figures on the table, making them bleed and jump off into a fucking pile of stick figure corpses.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, I got a fist in my ass. And it feels good, man.
It feels good. You like being a puppet like that, yeah, man? You like being someone, a puppy? You like someone
I'm a puppet man, dude.
Yeah.
My arms and legs
fucking, you know, using your lips to speak and whatnot.
My
and fucking
eyes roll
balloon
back
hands.
In my head, and this song just starts playing in my mind, and I wake up. My butthole aflame.
Tugging on your uvula to make you blink.
With the pain of a forgotten night.
Titillating, Jonathan.
So it makes the spittle dribble out the side of your mouth. You've been stagnant for a while.
I like that rhythmic. I like that rhythmic alliteration.
Yeah. It was a Dizzy.
Yeah, the one, the only Dizzy Big Cheeks Gillespie, rocking out on Caravan with his Latin ensemble. We'll be right back.
pants over my whole entire
fucking... Yeah, you are.
Body!
This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my